from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They put out a poll of fan optimism, and they have the Steelers ranked as one of the most pessimistic fan bases in the entire NFL going into this year. They think that their fans view them negatively, even though they went to the playoffs last year and won 10 games with crappy quarterbacks, overhauled their quarterback room, made draft picks that generally people liked, made moves in free agency that generally people liked. And yet I count 2, 4, 6, only 7 teams in the NFL where apparently the fans are more hacked off at their team going into the season. One of which is the Browns, by the way, which I laugh at because they
Misery
also made the playoffs
company.
Last year. And but they have a quarterback albatross contract on the books, and the Steelers have less than $5 million committed to their quarterbacks. So what do you think? I mean, should the fans be more excited and optimistic about the season, or do you think that this, like I do, is a pretty accurate representation of where we're at going into 2024?
I like that they had optimists with names attached to them. Like, I don't know if those were fake mailbag names, but here's pessimist Brad. Tough to be very optimistic without having an above-average quarterback in today's NFL, and the O-line that was supposed to be much improved has not been very impressive in the preseason. I think pessimist Anthony could just be a pseudonym for you. Tomlin has not won a playoff game in nearly a decade and only has 3 playoff wins since 2010. Quote, no losing seasons. Actually, that's incorrect. He is 8-9 in the playoffs when it actually matters. The Steelers
that is
are
a
in
very
their,
good point.
The Steelers are in their longest playoff win drought of the Super Bowl era.
Yep, that is me. I think that is a pseudonym for me. I think that is actually me.
What's optimist Dwight smoking here? Mike Tomlin will rejuvenate the career of Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. He gets the most out of his players. They just traded the quarterback they drafted in the first round 2 years ago. Well, I'm at 9-8 right now. I'm pessimistic about this much. So you'd say 9-8. You'd say, well, why aren't you technically on the opposite side of the ledger there? And you're an optimist. Do I think that they are going to be appreciably different than any version of them we have seen since, you want to call it 2018 with me, when they looked like a threat going down the stretch and then Juju fumbled it all away in New Orleans and then AB no-showed the last game? Is that fair? Can you and I agree that that's the last time they appeared to be a real threat?
I feel like their whole organizational trajectory changed the night that Ryan Shazier got injured. And really, ever since then, the immediate consequences of that was you had to play a guy like Sean Spence who had come back from a horrible knee injury, and guys like Arthur Motes at Inside, love Arthur, but you had to play guys who were not Ryan Shazier to piecemeal that position to get you through that year, and it was exploited by Blake Bortles of all people, and you got embarrassed in a playoff game. And since then, you have not been, I mean, you had the longest winning streak in the NFL in 2020, but then
no one believed you were for real.
But then, yeah, and then
they were proven right.
In the last month of the season, they looked like a bad football team.
I thought the team in 2018, had they gotten to the playoffs, would have been a problem.
I agree with that, too.
So I don't agree that
they didn't, because they lost games to Denver and Oakland.
I think okay, so if you believe their trajectory changed in Cincinnati the night Shazier's career ended, I think their trajectory changed irrevocably in New Orleans on December 23rd, 2018. Because that is, for me, the day that they went from a team no one was going to want to see if they got in, the vaunted, truly dangerous team heading into the playoffs, to a team that was just an also-ran at that point. And
they've gone into the playoffs, and they've been a sacrificial lamb. We didn't look at the Steelers-Browns playoff game that way, but that's
ultimately
what happened.
Because they, well, everyone thought the Browns would do Cleveland Browns things, and the truth was the Steelers went in there and looked every bit like the team that had barely scraped together a win to get into the playoffs in those last, what, four or five games. I think it's going to be more of the same. They have been in quarterback purgatory in one way or another since really 2018, or since Roethlisberger's injury, I would say. He came back a completely different player. They've never been a threat in the playoffs since probably, I guess, 2017, I'd have to say. At least, in this is my opinion. They continue to spend handsomely on defense when the league is going more towards find offensive players to give money to.
And yet you don't want to pay Pat Freiermuth, but that's okay.
Yeah, pay really good offensive players money.
They don't have any, Chris.
Pickens is a better offensive player.
He's not up for a contract yet. You're not allowed to negotiate with him after only 2 years.
I'm saying I'd wait and pay Pickens if he has a good year.
The salary cap is going way up. You can do both, but continue.
Why are you carrying a torch here for Pat?
Because
I don't feel like relitigating the last hour of the show. Forget it. The bottom line is, why am I pessimistic? Because they'll probably go 9-8, but they appear, in terms of their franchise DNA, to be no different than they've been for
Donnie,
the last
you
5 years.
Donnie, you are a season ticket holder. Your life revolves around Steelers football. Your girlfriend has the latitude and longitude of Acrisure Stadium tattooed on her body. You tell people that if they schedule a Sunday wedding and there's a Steelers game, you're no longer friends. You are obsessed with this team. Do we come off as spoiled when we bitch and complain about 9-8 seasons? The fact that we have such a pessimistic fan base, according to The Athletic, and we're getting upset over 9-8 and 10-7, is that a bad representation of us as fans?
No. I mean, I just think it all comes down to the fans that think we are spoiled and pessimistic about everything, because it's all about expectation. I mean, imagine if you told Chiefs fans after this run that they would not get back to any Super Bowls, they would make the playoffs every other year, I think is fair to say, but they would look mostly not competitive in a wild card game. I don't think they'd be very happy with that. I think if you say that to a Jets fan per se, which there is a guy I used to work with, a big Jets fan, he says it all the time, how spoiled Pittsburgh Steelers fans are because his Jets win, what, 5 to 6 games a year? At best, they haven't hosted a playoff game in 21 years. Like, yes. It all depends on the fan base for me.
But the expectation shouldn't be, are you better than the 5 or 10 most historically bad franchises in the NFL?
That's what I'm saying. The expectation here should be team that, okay, maybe saying they win the Super Bowl is unrealistic.
There's 20 teams.
There's
20 teams that Jets fans could be jealous of. And we happen to be one of them, but it's a long line of teams. There's a lot of people in that team picture, my point.
The Steelers' legacy and the standard they talk about should be a whole lot more than what it is.
So the standard is no longer the standard.
The Athletic says that Steelers fans are very pessimistic and are unhappy with 9-8 seasons and merely making the playoffs. Is that proof that we're a spoiled fan base, or is that the right way of feeling about this? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. We'll take some calls on this. Ross Tucker, who will call games for the NFL on CBS this year, is part of our Odyssey team, former NFL player, has his own podcast. He had this to say about this very discussion.
They feel like an 8 or 9 win team. I think it's interesting because if you're a Steelers fan, you're probably starting to feel like every year the Steelers are an 8 or 9 win team. And you're almost kind of getting sick of it. I would just say to you, I understand that mindset. However, they keep making the playoffs. They win 10 games last year with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph and make the playoffs. It's pretty impressive, actually, what they've been able to do with their quarterbacks. I think you're still in a situation where you don't have a top 15 quarterback. To have winning seasons without a top 15 quarterback is good.
I think barely clearing the bar in professional sports or even college sports is the most overrated thing that some fans wax poetic about. Going 6-6 and getting to a bowl game every year, or 7-5 and ending up in Detroit for a bowl game or Charlotte, and you do that every year, that's not fun. If the Penguins just made the Stanley Cup playoffs every year and lost in the first round every year, that's not fun. If the Pirates went to a one-game wild card like they did in 14 and 15 and lost the game every year, that's not fun. Like, that deja vu of being, like, competitive in air quotes and being kind of relevant because you're in the playoffs. If you're just invited to the party, but no hot girls come up to you and want to talk and you don't get any drinks served, what the hell's the point of just being there?
Is that you in college?
No.
You were putting out the classified ads in on Facebook walls back then.
Yes.
Putting out the vibe. Steelers have the 9th longest playoff win drought in the NFL. Donnie, can you name the teams that have gone longer than the Steelers 7 seasons without a playoff win?
I actually can.
Well, I know the Dolphins are the most.
Dolphins are the most, 23 years.
Jets haven't won in like 15. Since.
13 years. There's two between
Commanders.
Commanders at 18 years.
They last won against the Bucks in like 05 or something.
Yep. 05 wild card, very good. One more team between the Commanders and the Dolphins.
I know who it is.
I'm probably tapped here. I don't want to take up too much time.
Rich Gannon and the Las Vegas, Raiders. Then Oakland Raiders. The Bears.
The Pride of Delaware, Rich Gannon.
Bears at 13 years. Cardinals, Panthers, Broncos at 8 years. So you are in the bottom third of the NFL in terms of teams who have not, you know, how long you've gone without a playoff win. Ross is a super smart guy, and
he went
to an
Ivy League school.
He went to an Ivy League. You were accepted to 3 Ivy Leagues. I am a mere product of the state school system. But I just, when he says something like it's like he's so close to getting it. He says, and, you know, they're probably getting tired. It feels like a 9 or 8 win team. That's not great. And then he goes, but they keep making the playoffs. It just, it's like you're right there. The point is that they don't do anything, but he still, as you said, hops over that low bar for them and says that's pretty good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.